Live from the ESPN Lincoln Studios, this is the
McMuffin.
Ben Hooks Show with your host, Bill Hooks.
Give me another ball. Take the drop. Give me another ball.
On demand at ESPNLincoln.com.
Welcome back into Hooks and Friends. Special thanks there, Jeff Motes. Always fire in the prep world. It's going to be fun to hear you guys on the radio coming up, calling some of these districts and state games.
Very excited.
And tonight, is it tonight or tomorrow? When's your next game?
Tonight. I'm heading out to Malcolm.
Out to Malcolm tonight.
Yep. Winnebago is coming to Malcolm, and they're duking it out in the district championship.
So that's Will Wilson here, right? On
ESPN, baby.
You'll hear Will
7
Wilson.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Will Wilson coming to your living room
tonight. Malcolm's nice, man. They actually have a broadcast booth up high, and no one uses it.
You're like an announcer. Like,
they let us use it.
True,
yeah.
Form.
It's perfect. Tim, Bob, and I like have our own little space up there.
Perched high above.
Yeah. And I love doing the games with Tim, Bob, man. He's got that southern accent that you don't hear around Lincoln radio often.
No,
and,
you don't.
It fits perfect for color commentary. It's great.
So coming up, we got through that with Motes. It's always good stuff. We'll have 10 o'clock. Dr. Dane Todd will be in the house.
Booyah.
Obviously, the elf in the room. We'll talk a lot about the Tiger Woods injury with him.
Yes.
Being an orthopedic extraordinaire that he is. Sure, he's listening and getting prepared.
Obviously.
We'll have
prepping.
Golf updates we can look at. We have a controversy.
Yes, we have a gate.
We have a gate, and we might have audio. We don't know. If we can go back and look, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Because there was a situation that happened last night.
Oh, wait. When did we pick the golfers?
Huh?
When did we pick the golfers? Was that Wednesday? We picked them Wednesday, didn't we?
Is that the day? No. Yes, we did, didn't we?
That was the
day. No, no. Was it yesterday?
I don't think so.
I thought it was yesterday before they started.
I don't think so. I think we picked them Wednesday.
Man, that's when we can't go
back. And that's when we did that podcast. Damn.
Well.
Anyways, we have a gate going down. It's nothing new to this show because it's happened to, I think, you, me, and Nick.
It's happened to every one of us.
When we were picking golfers.
So I'll tell you, since we're there, since we kind of already went there. So as you know, every Wednesday, sometimes Thursday, depending on timing and stuff, we all pick three golfers.
For the upcoming event.
And I would say it's up to you to know which golfers are playing. We give you a couple different things to look at, whether it be the odds for them to win, or I sometimes will cross-reference. I use the PGA Tour rankings.
Use the rankings.
Power rankings for that tournament.
Okay, so I think Theo and I both used the CBS Sports.
Yes.
When they list every golfer with their odds.
And I usually use the PGA Tour power rankings based on give you the top 20 guys with the likelihood to play well or win at a given event.
And just to say, you and we have both done this,
yes,
using both of these outlets.
Which now I've learned to make sure I also cross-reference it with the odds, because if there's an odds for them, unless they withdraw, they're going to play.
They are in. They are playing.
There was a withdrawal yesterday, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, there was.
There was one yesterday.
And it just so happened to be
Mr. Matt Wolf withdrew yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I think he might be injured, but he shot 83.
Ooh.
There's a funny moment. He had a really bad day out there. 83 is bad.
Yeah.
Right? I can't remember which hole it's on. It's on Twitter. We'll get it out there. It's kind of funny. When you think you're having a bad day on the golf course, especially as a pro, you shoot 83. He's on one of the greens. And it's a new rule, by the way, that this would have been bad for him and it got worse.
Okay.
When you're on the putting green now and you're about to hit a putt and you're practicing, and if you accidentally hit the ball in your practice, you can replace it now.
Oh, okay.
He did it yesterday. He was practicing near the side of the ball.
And he hit it.
And he hit it. And he was like, whoa. Everybody just stood there. On top of shooting 83, he did that.
Okay, so Wolf withdrew. None of us picked him.
No. But so here's what went down. We made our picks. And what I try to do at night after the round is I send everybody a snapshot of each round. Here's where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that yesterday, and I got the response. Where'd it go? Sorry, I'm scrolling back through so we can get this. Few texts back. Where's my third golfer? Haha, I said, who is it? The response was incredible. The other Patrick. Not the one we hate.
He took both.
And then he tried to slam me and say something like, and this guy runs a business. Perfect. Thank you.
So what was the issue?
The issue was, I said, well, now we have an issue. You cheated. Because, you know, Patrick Cantlay is not playing in the golf tournament. Because he noticed I only screenshotted and they only had eight guys. So we screenshotted, got it through. And I asked him simply to cite his source. He cited his source. And he said, Brooks would have been my other guy. I said, oh, so, conveniently, you're going to pick a guy that's tied for the lead. Okay. Is it the controversial third guy?
It is not, but it's a witness to what you said on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Let's do this.
Here's Gary Jerry.
Gary Jerry, clear this up, because he picked Cantlay, and then he tried to go out and say, I'll pick Brooks Koepka, who is 5 under. But then he was like, I can swear he was between Cantlay and Victor Hovland.
You took them both, though.
He took them both, but he was between Hovland and Cantlay. Or somewhere.
What did Hovland shoot yesterday?
Let me go look. Sorry, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I should have been prepared.
Yeah, you should have.
I'm not on a Friday.
And you run a business?
Yeah, thanks. There it is. Hovland was a modest 1 under, okay?
Well, that's not bad.
No, but he wanted to take Brooks Koepka, and we were like, time out. You're going to pick a guy in the lead? And I know he did not look at the leaderboard because I don't think he was doing that. Like,
no, would. That's insane to come out and say you want Brooks.
So, Gary Jerry, what did he actually want? Do you remember the conversation?
I thought he said Cantlay, but I.
Yeah, he did, but he was never thinking Brooks Koepka.
Never.
I don't think it ever come into the conversation, if I remember right. I really. Golly, you know, as much as I like you, I think you're screwing it up, man.
Oof.
I think you're messed up.
Thanks for the backup, man.
Yeah, see, and so.
Well, you've got the show recorded. Go back and listen to it.
That was the day that the podcast, it wasn't working.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
And so, did you know that?
Probably. Yeah, he's probably the one that did it.
I love it.
And then he felt like he was getting shafted. So Will, I said, you know what? Will decides. Because Will and I, we've done it like 3 times.
Yeah. Thanks.
And I asked the question, how many times you won the argument? He said, none.
None.
So we gave him the option of you can have anybody at even par.
And he took Koepka, right?
No. Koepka's 500 par. No, out of the equation. Oh. He ended up with Matsuyama. That's who he's got.
Okay.
So that was fair, right? Are we fair on this?
That's fair.
Yeah,
all right. Typically, back in the harsh days, that was a 5-stroke penalty, and then you get to pick a golfer. Or my other Will and Nick would say, all right, here's your 3 options. We just said, you got even par, guys. Pick one.
Well, that's fair, though.
All right.
If it works for, you know, and it's the same for everybody, so why is there an argument?
People want to win. It's weird what golf does to you. Happened to Nick, too. Just it frustrates you.
I was playing with some umpire friends of mine, and they don't like to lose.
The guy who was
beating us all by, I think, about 4 or 5 strokes. And one guy, he was ragging on him, and of course the beer is flowing. And the guy teed it up in the fairway and shot it right at him and hit him right in the middle of the back.
Oh my God.
And that's how you settle disputes right there.
That's how you do it, man.
Yeah, right. So he ended up okay, by the way. He's 5 under with his 3 golfers right now.
Have you ever seen a tournament? When was the last time that you saw Dustin Johnson? What? How much was he over?
Five over yesterday.
Holy mackerel.
He did not play well.
The last 2 weeks, it seems like guys we don't even never heard of are leading the tournament.
Yep. You could have, you know, the worst, but you could have been Matt Wolf, who's a really good golfer, who shot 83 yesterday.
The good thing is,
wow.
And I know who took Dustin. The good thing is, Will, is that it's a no cut tournament.
Yep, no cut.
Yep.
But
so he's got 3 days to come back and shoot 15 under in 3 days, right?
Yeah, he's fine. Will just got, all it was Kisner was 5 under.
Kiss.
DJ was plus 5. Who's your other one?
Tony Finau.
Yeah, so you're 4 under right now.
Booyah.
Collectively.
Just waiting.
I am 4. Who had Finau?
Me.
Oh, that's right. I am 4, 5. I'm 4 under. Because I had Justin Thomas, who was one over.
So we're all tied, pretty much.
We're all tied. Few's winning.
Few is just—he wants to win, like you said.
Gag order is on Few right now. Done.
All right, you guys take care.
Have a great Friday.
Yeah, you too, man.
Matt Wolf scorecard. When you think about how, man, I think he might be injured of some sort. He had 1, 2, 3, 4. Doubles or worse yesterday.
Yikes.
He made a 7 on a par 5. He made a 8 on a par 4.
Snowman?
Yep.
Snowman,
then he followed that up with a double on the next hole. Then he made the turn. He did back to front yesterday. And then he made the turn to go to 1 and made a triple. By the way, sprinkle that in with 1, 2, 3, 4 birdies.
That is unfortunate. That is very unfortunate.
Oh, my goodness. So that's what. That's where our golf. It's cleared up. Gary Jarrett cleared
gate.
It all up.
Few just.
I think we're super fair about it.
I think he was upset because he was at work, and he's getting into this golf stuff. Yeah, he wants to win. He wants to beat us. And he did what you can't do when it comes to fantasy golf.
Before we get out of here in this first hour, I kind of want to talk about this. By the way, I'm not ignoring Husker basketball. We'll talk about, you know, what we do on Fridays, all Huskers with Dane. We will go back to basketball for last night.
And what's there to say that we haven't
I don't
said?
Know, but I will. We will get there. Okay? I promise. I know you guys are like, thank gosh you're waiting until the second hour. But we'll get there. We'll talk about Husker basketball and our thoughts and what we saw. And I watched it start to finish. And I'll let you know what my wife asked me. I want to ask you the same question. Okay?
Booyah.
But yesterday... Speaking of, we were talking about fans in the first section with Jeff Motes yesterday, because you know me, I'm a Tar Heel fan through and through, especially for basketball, being born and raised out that way.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yesterday, under a North Carolina executive order, they announced outside stadiums will be allowed 30% capacity. Indoor arenas with at least 5,000 seats will be allowed 15% capacity starting at 5 o'clock today. What does that mean? Fans are coming back to North Carolina in the ACC. They're making some movement.
Jealous.
Is it time for the Big Ten to wake up? It's been time for the Big Ten to wake up to see these things and start looking at local DHMs. Because I'm sure there's other ACC teams out there that aren't doing this yet.
Yeah.
Because there's teams up at Syracuse towards New York that might not have that option right now. Or wherever. Now, wherever you're at in the ACC. What that means is they're welcoming fans, a limited number of fans, back to men's basketball, baseball, women's lacrosse, and men's lacrosse this weekend.
That is so cool. Exciting.
This is really cool stuff. So for men's basketball, by the way, they have 2 home games left. They play this Saturday, and then they play their home finale is against Duke. They're going to allow, again, they said, 15%. So Carolina's about 22,000-23,000.
Okay.
So they're going to get about 5,000 seats or whatever the case is. Cool moment in this, though, is that they're approximately going to allow 75% of the tickets, which is approximately 2,400 of the available tickets, will be reserved for Carolina students via the student lottery.
That's a lot of tickets. A lot.
2,400 roughly will be going to students. They'll get students back in.
Well, and that's easy, too, because at UNL, I'm sure it's the same at a lot of universities, students are getting tested constantly.
Constantly.
So it's easy, you know, to have a lot there. And
Yep. Then past that, other ticket blocks will be available to the families of student athletes and coaches, healthcare workers from hospitals, and small number of donors. That's they have awesome. A thing, it's called the Rams Club out there.
Okay.
And that's their boosters. That's their guys.
Okay.
Right? Guys and girls. No tickets will be available for sale. So they've got it put together and how that'll go.
That's awesome. And
yeah.
Like you said, I mean, it's smart that the ACC is letting each school do what they want. It's not unlike the Big
That's
Ten.
That's the key. That's the key. Local DHMs are controlling the university and the schools and the places that they are.
It makes perfect sense. Yep. I do not understand what the Big Ten is thinking.
With that, on their outdoor sports, obviously it's higher because they're outdoors baseball.
Thank you.
They will begin tomorrow. Single game tickets will be on sale for Carolina baseball games. They put them out there. Allotment will be reserved for students and additional limited seats. Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, come on,
ACC
Big Ten.
Is Carolina in their DHM is allowing this. I think that's the biggest thing the Big Ten missed overall was being the dictator at the top saying one size fits all.
It's just hilarious. It's hilarious that we see these conferences, you know, doing it, and the Big Ten's just over here doing their own thing. They look stupid.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
But congrats, man. Now you can go back home and go to a game.
Even locally. I mean, look what's going on. I mean, we're going to have fans of state basketball this year.
Yeah, I know.
Local DHM is going to dictate that.
It's ridiculous.
Big Ten, no. Baseball, no. No Big Ten tournament, no. You can't be outside.
Not fair.
It's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
Kind of wanted to bring that up because I sent that out and I'm like, oh my gosh, like yeah. Really? Like somebody's smart enough to like look at the local DHM and let them handle it?
I hope they, you know, switch their mind for baseball because that
ain't going to happen. I just, no, nope, there's no surprises right now. No surprises right now.
Hey, real quick before we end hour one. Yesterday, every Thursday, we have on former Husker Henry T. Buchanan.
Yes, we do.
I want to play this. He talked about what Danny Nee would say to the team before heading into
this
a really
so
tough
awesome.
Road matchup. Like last night, you know, Huskers head to number 5 last night. Here's what Henry T. said yesterday on Hooks and Friends. Check it out.
It's kind of a funny story, but a true story. I would never forget when we would play a KU, Oklahoma, Mizzou, or teams of that sort, and I never forget we would go out for warm-ups, and then we would go inside right before the announcement of the starting five. So we'd go in for a few minutes and go over some final scouting reports and things of that sort, and Coach Nee would look at us, and he would just flat out tell us, from what I've seen out there, and I'm looking you in your eyes, you're either going to get beat by 5 or you're going to get beat by 40. And he would challenge us. And we would look at each other, is this coach serious? But it was a motivated, he knew how to push the buttons. So for these games like KU, Oklahoma, and Mizzou and things of that sort, we would come out fired up because we wanted to prove the coach wrong. He just said, we're going to get beat by 40. We're going to show him. And then we just go out there, and then the course playing in front of your fans, like I said, that's an automatic 10 points. And then if we're in the game with the last 5 minutes of the game, it's over.
That's such good stuff. By the way, whatever conversation didn't work for us last night. So, and what the hit locker room is like. But, well, I want to shout you out, man. You did I know you're getting back on the website and stuff, cleaning some stuff up. The tweets that you're putting out and you're going to try to do more of in-game were awesome.
Yeah, I just think it's a fun way for us to interact during the game.
And that's give them the Twitter handle they can follow that on, the Facebook page and all that stuff. They can come join us.
Hit us up on Twitter at ESPN Lincoln if you want to listen to that conversation with Henry T. We have him on every Thursday. Just go to ESPNLincoln.com. You can catch every segment from Hooks and Friends right there, ESPNLincoln.com. And also, we got local sports updates there, news, national news. Check it out.
Yeah, go there. And also, when his schedule allows it, like last night against against Illinois, he'll be putting out some fun content, some moments in the game and things like that. Some interaction. I thought it was fun also.
Oh, it's great. I like doing that. Yeah, I think it's a good way for us to talk about the game.
Yeah.
Especially last night, man, turnovers.
Woo! You can get your voice heard there, too. Get your voice heard there. Definitely. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, coming up, we've got Dr. Dane Todd coming in. There's a lot to talk to you about with Dane today, too.
Hooks, you got me up early this morning.
I did. I appreciate that, by the way, too. It was time for oil change. Had a driver's side back left tire having some issues. So Will Wilson saved the day today. And my Jeep, I take it out to Baxter Dodge out here.
Yeah, you got to drive halfway to Omaha to get there.
Yeah, for me, for sure.
For
I come
you.
With clear cost down, and Will picked me up today. So got me.
First time in the Lexus today.
Yeah,
huh?
I was pimping in the Lexus.
Yeah, not as great.
It was sweet.
No, it's really not. I'm going to drive that thing till it dies.
He'll take me back today to get the Jeep. Hopefully it's done after 2 hours.
Hopefully.
Make appointments, by the way, for those things. When I go to Baxter, because they do such a great job out there, I always get my oil changed and put an appointment, like set schedule one. I walked up, the individual goes, "You have an appointment?" "Yes, sir. 7:30. He goes, "Good, because it's a 3-hour wait if you don't."
Oh, my God. It's like, wow. Black Friday out there.
All right, when we come back, the doctor will be in the house.